I had my first travel experience when I was 6 years old. My mom took me to the Philippines, and I wound up living there for 2 years. Then, when I was 22, I went to Africa as an aid worker for an international charity group. I was traveling a lot between Africa and Europe. I remember being on a train and having this mad thought that I should visit 100 countries before I was 30 years old. I did the math, and according to my calculations, it would cost about the same as buying a new sports utility vehicle, about $30,000. A lot of my friends were buying SUVs, but it just didn't appeal to me. I wanted to spend my money learning about new cultures in places like Burma, Sri Lanka, Uganda, and the Balkans, places I never thought I would see. I began my 100 country countdown in 2006 and finished it in 2008. But a strange thing happened. At about country number 50, I had another eureka moment. Why stop at 100? I'm 30 years old now, and my new goal is to visit each country on this planet before I'm 35 years old. Some of my friends think I'm nuts. One of the problems is that I'm running out of places with easy access. It's not like every country is easy, like Italy or Mexico. Soon, I'm going to have to start making arrangements to get to Chad, the South Pacific, and Central Asia. I'm a good traveler, but things do go wrong. When I was in Mongolia, some other foreigner with more money than me got my guest house room. Unfortunately, I was already in it. Apparently, this guy flashed a lot of cash, and the manager decided to throw me out on the street in the dead of night.